We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Number one in the East, the Boston Celtics.
So I like the Celtics to advance for a bunch of reasons.
Boston, to me, has probably a more talented starting five.
I think Smart and some combination of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be nightmares for Jimmy Butler. And
he's as big of a nut as Kyrie Irving is.
Number one, I think that Jason Tatum could be the best player in the series.
When you have the personnel that can do the things that they're able to do, right? Like, it just gives you so much flexibility. It's a matchup nightmare.
Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, even Marcus Smart. All of those guys can get a basket when the game gets tight and when the game gets into the fourth quarter. And so I think that puts them ahead.
If you can neutralize Butler, there's not a lot of guys that you're so concerned with.
But, you know, at some point, the talent does win out. I mean, this is the NBA. It's kind of how it works. I don't know that Miami has it.
You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference best-of-seven finals between Miami and Boston. Now back by the Goran Dragic, turns the corner, got around Tice easily. The layup got it up and in, and that it was pure, raw speed. Tatum to inbound. Get to the Kelly. Kelly, a tough three attempt. Got it off the window and in. Oh, my goodness. Kelly Olynyk scored from downtown. Butler against Tice. Nowhere to go. Finds Dragic out on the wing. Six in the shot clock. Goran trying to turn the corner. Forgot the ball. Step back. Long three. Got it. Oh, my. Goran Dragic from downtown with Tice right in his face. On Tice. Over Tice. The shot. Got it to go. Goran Dragic hits the two-pointer again over the big man. Set the inbound baseline. Knocked away. Miami gets it on the turnover. Get it down to Bam. And Bam is just going to hold on. 1 second left. And that is going to be the ball game. Unbelievable. Again, how do you explain this, Dean?
How's it possible that this is getting more fun?
I don't know.
It's getting more fun. Like, I've got people calling and texting me, you know, from out of state that are going, I'm adopting the Heat as my team. Like, there's something going on with this Heat team where people are jumping on board going, this team is fun and special and a pleasure for us here in South Florida.
Bro, it's a team. Like the word team, and I know it's a cliche to say, but it really is. Nobody wants to take over. They just want to make the right basketball play. They are out hustling the Boston Celtics. Down by 17, bro, they are outworking them on the boards and everywhere else. This is fun to watch.
In the playoffs, the Heat have gotten Indiana's coach fired. The Heat have changed the national narrative on Giannis Antetokounmpo. His MVP today was met with, really? He got bounced by a fifth seed in the second round? I mean, changed the national narrative. Now the Heat have the Celtics fighting amongst themselves in the locker room after two games.
I love it.
This team is special. Like, they're just wildly special.
Marcus Smart is slapping people.
Yes. Slapping people.
We are winning psychologically, baby. They're slapping each other.
It is crazy what's going on. And now, you know, again, is 2-0 the end of the series? No, but just to put it in perspective, Boston would now have to win four out of the next five games from the Heat. So good luck.
Can't see that happening.
It's not happening. It's not happening. And I know, you know, Denver fans were saying that when the Clippers were up 3-1, and Clippers fans were saying that, and I know, but what I've seen over those first two games and the previous nine games, it's been nothing short of staggering just how easily the Heat seem to be able to slice and dice through these teams in the East. I just think that they are far and away the best team in the East.
Huck, my whole life I've heard you can't run a zone in the NBA. And the Heat, we did the zone conversation months ago when they were doing it in the regular season, man. Spo, give him credit.
Yes.
And honestly, Hawk, like, just not even being a Heat fan, a Heatle, and Solana, I love you to death. They are outworking the Boston Celtics.
No doubt.
They're just playing hard. It's simple to say. They're just playing harder than them, and you saw it, especially coming back from that 17-point deficit. They were just grinding, grinding, and grinding. Next thing you know, it's a four-point game.
And the weird thing is, it doesn't matter what they're down by. You know, I remember you used to say this about the Hurricanes all the time, right? Hurricanes in the 80s. Doesn't matter what they're down by. You just know that they're going to grit it out and come into the game. They're going to be in it and probably win it. And same thing with this Heat team. Like, you weren't even getting that nervous when you're down a lot of points because it doesn't seem like they ever break. They bend a little bit. I said it a million times yesterday. They take jabs, but they just don't end up on the canvas. And I'm so impressed. I'm having so much fun with this Heat team. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game. And it's just been a true pleasure. And like you say, hats off to Spo, but hats off to Pat Riley, and hats off to Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic. I mean, from Tyler Hero being more than you ever thought he would be, to Duncan Robinson lighting it up from three yesterday, to, you know, Myers Leonard when he had to in the regular season doing what he's doing. Kelly Olynyk, you heard it in the montage, hitting a ridiculous three that he hits yesterday. Like, it's just one player after another. Derrick Jones Jr. comes in. I used to say when my kid was on the freshman basketball team, and that was the end of his high school athletic career. But when he was on the freshman basketball team, I say, you're not going to get a lot of minutes, but when you get in there, you got to be a man on fire. Like, you've got to make the most of every minute. Derrick Jones Jr. comes in there. He does not waste a minute. He may give a foul or here and there, but he does not waste a minute. Like, he comes in with energy and hustle and defense, and I'm having the time of my life.
And Hawk, and they know their place. And we got Perkins coming on today. And Perkins was talking about how the Boston's kind of being selfish. Hawk, they know their place. To your point, Derrick Jones Jr. know that he's coming in the game to give energy, play defense, and jump high. And that's what he does. Dragic is going to do his little weird-ass stuff he does under the rim. I don't know how it works, but it's continued to work the entire playoffs. And Duncan comes in the game, and we were texting each other. Duncan came in and just started shooting. They were begging him to shoot. He started shooting and started hitting them. They all know their place, man. It is beautiful to watch.
All right, let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana, who has pushed out a notification that we are going to celebrate the Heat, except he spelled celebrate incorrectly. So we are here to celebrate the Heat. Here's headlines with Alejandro Solana.
We'll totally disregard that because I tried to tell you that this was the hardest working. This was the best conditioned. This was the most professional, the most unselfish, the toughest, the meanest, the nastiest team in the NBA bubble, and you guys didn't want to bite. And now, finally, we're up 2-0 in the conference finals. Everybody had us counted out, and now you guys want to jump on board. Well, welcome, because the culture feels good, doesn't it? The culture feels great.
But you spelled celebrate incorrectly.
I did. Yeah.
It was. I mean, that's the headline. You pushed it out to thousands of listeners. Yeah. Celebrate the Heat. Yeah. So,
celebrate good times. Come on.
Spelled Katie Meyer correctly, though. Double check that one.
You're excited, Solana. I give you a pass today.
That's
You're
right.
excited. 2-0. Man, I give
Grab
you a pass
him with
on
that headline. Grab him with that celebrate.
I mean, the Celtics are having a meltdown. The Celtics are melting down in the locker room. Brad Stevens can't get a hold of his own team. Jimmy Butler is doing to the NBA what nobody thought Jimmy Butler would do. He was coming here to go to the beach, guys. He was coming here to go to the beach. That's what everybody said. That's what all the narratives were. He wasn't going to win. The Celtics are melting down because of Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic.
Solana, I know you're excited, but, bro, down 2-0 and having a middle-of-the-night meeting, I was seeing the reports today, you know, ESPN. Like, that's not a good sign when you got to have the 2 a.m. meeting after two games of a seven-damn game series.
No, and it's because they have no answers. That's the part that shocks me on this. Milwaukee, ostensibly a pretty good team, right? One seed in the East, and forget about when Giannis wasn't there. Because when Giannis was playing, they didn't have an answer for the Heat. No. Indiana certainly didn't have an answer. And Boston, again, ostensibly a really good team with more star power, right, than the Heat. They don't have an answer. And what happens when you don't have an answer? You start to argue. You start to point fingers because we can't figure out what's wrong. So you just start yelling, you know? And in the meantime, right down the hallway, you got a Heat team, celebrate.
We can't even spell and we're beating you, big homie. Come on.
All right, let's get headlines here, Solana, because we do have a lot of stuff to get through today.
Took me a second, but we're here.
But yeah, we're here.
Celebrate.
Yeah. The Heat, 106-101 victory, game two. They lead in the Eastern Conference Finals, 2-0.
I like to call this show, with you sending out the push notifications, Fool and the Gang. Give me the rim shot, Solana. There you go.
Game three is tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Guys,
celebrate good times. The song doesn't even work. You took away a syllable.
He's messing up syllables. It don't matter.
Boston opens as a 3-point favorite tomorrow. Vegas, we're going to have to prove them wrong again, Heat fans, because they must not know that the Heat are the hardest working, the hardest, most professional, best conditioned, unselfish, toughest, meanest, nastiest team in the NBA. Let's celebrate.
That's what I say, man. Make a mistake, just make it your own. All of a sudden, just own it. Yeah, celebrate! Yeah!
Game one between the Lakers and Nuggets is tonight, guys. 9 p.m. Lakers, 7-point lead, 7-point favorite, I should say. They're on TNT tonight.
All right.
You guys saw Giannis Antetokounmpo from his couch collecting his second MVP award. I mean, from his couch. He's at home.
I know they don't do it, but dude, they never take playoffs into the MVP.
They should, man.
They should, but I think that's been argued for years, and they've never done it. So,
yep.
He was the best player in the regular season, we'll be honest.
Right, but what did it end up mattering?
Sitting at home with his brothers.
No, his brother.
Zoran.
No,
Zoran Dragic is there too. Everybody's brother.
There's still an Antetokounmpo in the bubble because one of them plays for the Lakers. So, no.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't even see his family. Ha ha.
Inter Miami, guys, they officially have announced that Gonzalo Higuain signed with the club. He becomes the MLS's highest paid player.
Wow. All right.
Damn.
The Marlins, they begin a series against the Nationals tonight.
This is crazy to me, and I'm not picking at you with anything you're doing here with the headlines. Think about how crazy this is. It is a football Friday. And he has done 3 headlines so far, and it was Heat, Inter Miami, Marlins. And I don't think he's incorrect, by the way. It's a football Friday, and South Florida, there are 3 more important sports stories right now than the Canes game tomorrow or the Dolphins game Sunday. That's pretty shocking.
And I really was just trying to go in order of the events happening because I for sure was not going to leave out the Canes or the Dolphins.
No, I know it, but...
And I think Hawk and Crowder, oh boy, they've disconnected. Let me see if I can get them back on. But I will continue with the headlines really quickly. As I said, I'll get to the Canes and the Dolphins. the Marlins, doubleheader today against the Washington Nationals. Game one is at 5:10 p.m. It's a Noche de Sixto. Sixto Sanchez is on the mound. Noche de Sixto. And then at 8:10 p.m. will be that second game. Remember, doubleheader games are only until seven innings.
I could hear sweat forming on your forehead. Did you lose both of us?
I lost, but the computer like reset itself, which is okay. Which is crazy.
I looked and it said on the radio station, it said away, and I knew that wasn't my disconnection, and I knew that meant Crowder and I were both gone, and there you were sweating.
No sweating, just the celebrating. Just celebrating, baby.
Boy, you got to go to the day, Solana.
Yeah.
You got a built-in go-to,
let's
baby.
Let's go.
I was just mentioning that the Marlins play a doubleheader. Game one, 5:10 p.m. Guys, it's a Noche de Sixto tonight.
Hey, when you push out the 3 o'clock push notifications, take another letter off celebrate. Like, that'll be funny. By 5 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, it's just like Brat. Brat with Hawk and Crowder.
The Canes, they play tomorrow against Louisville, 7:30 p.m. primetime. It's on ABC. Louisville, 2.5-point favorites at home.
All right. We got to go because Katie Meyer is coming up. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, really quickly. Dolphins, Bills, 1 p.m. Sunday. Buffalo, 5-point favorites. And Devontae Parker, he's a game-time decision. We'll probably find out Sunday morning. Those are your headlines.
All right, very good. And we'll talk, obviously, some Dolphins and Canes today. Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. She's going to join us for 15 minutes of Heat next. She was watching the game last night and every now and then would message me some of her thoughts on the game. And we always enjoy talking to her, so she'll break it down for us a little bit. We love talking with her. Before we get to Coach Katie, I have been saying this for the last few days now, right? You start to feel normal again, especially with so much winning going on here. Your fandom, as you heard from Solana, you want to celebrate. And so sports is allowing us to do that, and it's why I'm so excited to keep reminding you, Caneswear in Davie is open. So you can go there and buy Heat gear, Canes gear, Dolphins gear, Marlins gear, Inter-Miami gear. They're on University Drive in Davie. Or you can order online, and that way you have it for the playoffs and hopefully the finals and whatnot. It's caneswear.com. They're more than a store. Caneswear is an experience. Largest selection of Canes gear, and it's not just Canes. Like I said, they do have Heat and Dolphins and Inter-Miami and Marlins. They've got it all. They speak Miami sports there. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas. They've got jerseys and polos, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. They got all the brands right there in one place. Adidas, Columbia brand, starter jackets. They've got Dime Life, Hook and Tackle. They do Caneswear exclusive shirts. They've got over 100 different t-shirts in there. Huge selection of items for men, women, kids, babies, pets even. So if you're like me, you bleed orange and green. Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. Or you want to get that Heat gear, Marlins gear, looks like they're going to be a playoff team. Whatever it is, you want to feel like a fan again with some new gear, you go to Caneswear. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They are open. Or if you want to order online, they ship anywhere. You go to caneswear.com, CaneSWear, caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. Coach Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. She will join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Truly my favorite part of Coach Katie Meyer coming on is the intro song. Crank it up,
there comes a time when we heed a certain,
a certain call.
When the world,
go ahead, Crowder.
Must come together as one.
Perfect.
People crying, dying, whatever.
It's right,
time to lend a hand.
May have been lost on me. I love the people also that, you know, don't listen regularly enough to know that this is the song that we intro Coach Katie Meyer with, and I also love not explaining it. All right, time for 15 minutes of heat. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. The NCAA announced yesterday, by the way, College Hoops going to return on November 25th. And we can talk with her about that in a sec. But we got to talk some Heat Celtics first, Coach. We are just in love with this Heat team. They're fun. Oh, you know, you've been around basketball your whole life. You've seen, like, there's winning teams that aren't fun. This one's fun, no?
They're so together. I mean, they're so in it for each other. It's an absolute coach's dream to watch this unfold. It's been awesome.
Yeah, Crowder has said that a million times, right? This is the epitome of team basketball.
Yes.
It's incredible. And then whatever their role is, and they could be, like, not called upon for 5 minutes, then Goran will just step up because he's supposed to hit a big shot. When it's time, he could be silent for the last 5 minutes. He steps up like he just hit 10 in a row. I mean, it's incredible that they don't need to impose their role every second. They just, when it is available and it's their time, they do what they're supposed to do. It's awesome.
And, Coach, and that starts from the top with Jimmy. That starts with the All-Star. How special is that to have an All-Star, Coach, a flat-out All-Star player that won't shoot the ball for an entire quarter but then take over the next quarter? Like, how hard is that to find somebody that's able to do that but literally, like, ego-wise, able to take himself to the back burner and then come up when he needs to?
I know, and his defensive effort. I'd be embarrassed to be on Jimmy Butler's team and not give 100% effort on the defensive end. I mean, he set that tone early with his work ethic. So it's just been, I mean, he's leading from the front. He's leading from the middle. He's leading from the back. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. And he's not just saying that. Like, you hear All-Stars say that all the time. This guy's proven it.
Right? That's the thing that I find so shocking is you hear people say it all the time. And again, you have coached a whole hell of a lot of people. Like, people say all the time, I want to be the team leader, but then they don't show leadership qualities. Or I want to be the leader and I want to make sure everybody gets involved, but you know that they've got their own best interest as the number one motivator. And then you watch a guy like Jimmy. I mean, there's no real doubt there, right? He really wants to be and shows that he's a leader, but he does it in a way that is unbelievably generous, but also... You know he's there. Have you ever coached a player like that? Where, I mean, that, like, literally, that he's the epitome of what a coach would want on in any team sport, no?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he's not running after the game and checking the stat sheet, looking at the box score. I mean, you know those superstars that say, I'm all about team, and then as soon as the game's over, they run, they grab the stat sheet, look at their line. And even I could argue, someone who had 10 assists, that still can be selfish. If that's what your goal was, to have 10 assists, then you're putting what you want to do over what is necessary for the team to win. So even assists can be selfish if that's the thing you're hanging your reputation on. You know, you go check, well, see, I'm great because I had 10 assists. Aren't I unselfish? Well, actually, if you didn't shoot a layup that your team needed because you wanted an assist, that's selfish. So, and you just don't see any of that in Jimmy Butler.
And, Coach, after the game, it comes out. Duncan had his, you know, he had his game. He dropped 6 threes. But it comes out after the game, they were begging him to shoot. Every time he touched the ball, the entire team was screaming, shoot the ball. Like, have you ever had a player that you had to beg to shoot the ball?
Yes. Yes. But, you know, it's you do. You really do. And sometimes there's another word in that sentence. Shoot the ball, you know?
Because don't get us in trouble now, Coach.
When you know the talent of your teammate, and you know that, and it's what the team needs. That's what I'm saying. If you pass up a shot that the team needs, it's, you know, a Miami shot. This is a Miami shot. You take it. If you get a Miami shot, it's not about you. It's about everyone who set the screen and set up the pass and attacked the bucket to get you open, and you don't shoot it. Like, that's selfish. And so, but Duncan, my God, he can turn his hips and get into from any angle, from any movement. His stroke is incredible.
Coach Katie Meyer is with us, Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. All right, I got to put you on the spot in front of Crowder, but it's what we do on this show. Straight up,
There's two of us in South Florida, Hawk.
Straight up, who is your favorite Crowder? Is it Channing or is it Jay Crowder? Because you love watching Jay Crowder play basketball.
And when it comes to radio personality, for sure Channing. But in terms of basketball player, I got to go with Jay.
You love his game, right? You love his game.
Yeah, I love because it's Jimmy Butler times two. I mean, you got two of them, and he's doing what he needs. And I mean, he's shooting threes sometimes because they needed him to, even though that's not what he's kind of known for. But gosh, in the playoffs, his threes have been incredible. So I just feel like they're just guys that are out there and just not listening to any noise except what their teammates and coaches are saying. And it's there's a lot of humility on this team. It's beautiful.
And coach, I heard for years you can't run a zone in the NBA. And then Spo brings it out. We've actually asked you about running a zone earlier in the regular season. Why does it work when the Heat does it? Why can they run that zone and be effective and most teams can't?
Well, there's this guy called Bam in the middle of it. he covers about 40 feet. He's literally, if you watch, the Celtics tried to do a pick and roll and they rejected it. The Heat were icing out of their zone and the Celtics rejected it and they ran both the ball handler and the post, down. They left a gap for a pocket pass. And Bam had his left hand on the ball handler and his right hand on the roller and he guarded both the pick and the roll. One person guarded two guys and he blocked and interrupted the play. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's something you don't see very often. He's got incredible range defensively, so you can really fly out at the shooters because, even a pull-up, he's challenging pull-ups from 15 feet away and protecting the rim at the same time. So he's key to that whole zone.
I've been fascinated with him all season, and sometimes you get a player that is a one-time all-star. They have a fluky good season. Bam Adebayo, he's a bona fide all-star, right? He will be a multi-year
Absolutely.
All-star without question.
Absolutely, and I'm putting Tyler Herro on that all-star bandwagon, too.
Right? I mean, how about that? A young kid, that young, in a game that really is dominated by veteran personalities, to be doing what he does, I mean, that it's almost shocking, no?
Well, it really helps. Like, I do leadership breakfast with, I mix my team up, and we're going through Jay Billis's toughness book this year, and we're on leadership meetings, and it's interesting because like a sophomore or junior, you say, well, when I was a freshman, I didn't think it was my turn to lead. And, I have a sophomore who's 21. And I said, well, how old are you? She said, 21. I said, how old is Tyler Herro? Yeah, I said, do you think they tell him to not speak and not lead? Like, he's 20. Like, he's older than you, killing it in the NBA playoffs. Like, if you're good, your game speaks for yourself, and you're allowed to lead, and you need permission to play to your talents. And he's special.
And coach, if you were on the other side, if you were giving Brad Stevens some help, what would you tell Boston to do game three that could offset all this greatness that we're talking about with the Heat?
Well, I mean, gosh, for me to tell Brad Stevens how to coach is a joke, but I'm serious, but against that zone, I would absolutely put five people on the perimeter and get Bam out of the lane. Instead of trying to attack him and trying to get through the seams of the zone, I would just spread it out. When the forward pulls, the center has the corner coverage, and now you got Bam out of the lane, and maybe then you can attack it. But with Bam in the paint, you got to get him out of there. But don't tell Brad. I'm sure he's figured that out.
Listen, I don't think it's that absurd that you'd be giving him advice. He's down 0-2, and they don't seem to have any answers. They're screaming at each other in the locker room. Coach Katie Meyer is with us. How common or rare is that to have a team yelling and screaming and throwing things in the locker room after a game?
It depends on what the intent of the emotion was, because that's not always a bad thing. Crowder, you know that. I mean, sometimes it's just, you got to get to that point. There's someone who wasn't on board or didn't respect a play call or, thought that their shot, and they're blowing off the strategy of the team. And at a certain point, coach-led teams don't win championships and player-led teams do. And that's just the bottom line when it comes to a high-level sports team. And if the players aren't in there trying to fix it, then no matter what the coach does, you can't fix some of that stuff. And it seems like there's a lack of focus or a lack of commitment at times, at crucial moments on their team. And the players should be mad about that.
Well, coach, we're asking you about some coaching techniques. And I've heard that you have a date when you can get back on the sideline. What's the update on college basketball?
I know. isn't it great? I have a raspy voice because we had workouts today. It's so fun to be so fun to have coach's voice again. We're excited. I mean, the 25th, it's a mad scramble now to adjust your schedule, and we lost some games. You know, ACC, we're still waiting to hear how many games we'll play in our conference. It's just a year to be flexible. But boy, oh boy, when we get that first game target date of November 25th, we practiced a lot harder today. Our players just didn't have to suffer the unknowns. You know, there's a target, there's a mission, and there's a start date. So our intensity went up, our commitment went up. You know, you'd like to say it was, you know, it's always high, but it's very difficult to just, you know, drive over a bridge and not know what's on the other side. You're not going to drive as fast, and now we drove fast today. We were excited.
That's awesome. Yeah, November 25th is when college hoops will return. Coach Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team, we love talking basketball with you. Hopefully, the Heat continue doing what they're doing, and then hopefully, I know I'm putting the cart in front of the horse here, but hopefully we get to talk to you when it's Heat versus LeBron, Lakers, Heat, and NBA Finals. I mean, that would be a basketball lover's dream. So I think we might be headed towards that. Yeah, that would. Coach Katie Meyer.
Hawk dropped out.
Did Hawk drop out? Thank you, Coach.
I think he did. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And Coach. Okay. Hey, Coach, I give back to the community. I don't know what Jay Crowder does for the community, but I give back a lot. You know,
right.
I'm a fisherman.
That's right.
I'm just messing around, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Coach. Yes, sir.
I can't believe Hawk didn't make me say that he's the funniest man on earth. Oh, my God.
Oh, Coach, why did you do that to him? You amped his head up so bad. He was retweeting and emailing us all day.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He got me in a weak moment.
So much.
Weak moment.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Talk to
you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Head Coach Katie Meyer of the Hurricanes basketball team. Should we stick around
for
Hawk? No, right?
I was saying, do we have anything next? I know we had a potential guest next time, but so, next segment.
A little behind the curtain here. Hawk is frantically texting us what happened. Crowder, you know, he finished off that segment, right? Like he talked that entire segment probably for 3 minutes without realizing that he dropped, which makes me very happy.
Yes.
No Solomon Kinley next. We thought we might get Solomon Kinley next, but it doesn't look like he's gonna jump on. So let's just take a break, Crowder.
Okay, well, we'll be back. We'll be back soon, Hawkman and Crowder Show.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
So what do you want to do? You want to stand already? You want to stand and you want to be the king of the mountain or the potato wedge game? There is no potato wedge game!
Hawk and Crowder.
It is a football Friday. Don't get it twisted. We haven't had any football yet, but it is a football Friday.
Ooh, we got a lot going on in South Florida.
Lot going on. We were just saying during the commercial break. Sorry, I disconnected there, I guess, at the end of Coach's interview, but I am back. We're just saying during the break, can you imagine if it was a Lakers-Heat finals, which there's a pretty good damn chance that that's what it would be. Lakers are big favorites over the Nuggets, and obviously the Heat with a 2-0 lead. But man, could you imagine LeBron James looking for another title with another team, and the only thing standing in his way is this upstart Miami Heat team that I believe the entire nation would be rooting for. I don't think anybody would be rooting for the Lakers other than Lakers fans.
Yeah. Because we didn't do anything. We didn't get AD out of New Orleans. We
built
the team.
Right.
And now we're competing with the made team.
Built the team around a guy that a lot of people thought, we don't need him for our team. Jimmy Butler. Like, built the team around a guy that a lot of people thought could never lead you to the promised land. It's just an unbelievable story. So,
and to be honest, the team that made LeBron. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Oh,
the
no
team
doubt.
That made LeBron James. He came down
no
here.
Doubt.
He admitted it. He learned how to win in Miami. And now he has to play the culture that he learned from. And bro, I think that's the perfect finals right there.
And guys, Zach Lowe, he wrote a really good piece on ESPN yesterday. He made the argument that what Miami has done with this team is more impressive than what they did in 2010. Not because this team is better than putting together three superstars, but the way that they were able to flip Hassan Whiteside, Deion Waiters, James Johnson, what looked like a place you couldn't come out of in terms of cap and assets, they were able to flip that into this team. He sees that as more impressive than what they did in 2010, which is crazy as well.
It is, though. I mean, it's why at the beginning of the show I said you got to tip your hat to Pat Riley, because, I mean, we said it. There are no pieces that you can move. There's no way to go whale hunting. And you got Jimmy Butler, who is a whale at this point. Like, you can't argue it. He's in the Eastern Conference Finals, and some of the other, you know, quote-unquote whales aren't. And then Bam is turning into a bona fide all-star. And Coach Katie Meyer said Tyler Hero will be a bona fide all-star. Like, they put together some roster. And like you just said, Solana, we thought they were hamstrung by bad contract after bad contract. And slowly but surely, they were able to move on from all those bad contracts and bring in quality ball players. I mean, just an unbelievable story in front office success.
You know, they use the phrase like cheat code, like Vic at his prime was cheat code. Bro, Pat Riley's cheat code.
He's got the GM cheat code.
He's the cheese up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, select, start. Bro, what he did, how he brought in Shaq for the first championship, then the big three, and now this crew. And we talked to Jax yesterday, and I insinuated that Jay Crowder was a throw-in on the Iguodala trade. Like, oh, we got him by accident. And Jax was like, bro, everything Pat does is calculated. There's no accidents when it comes to Pat Riley. Bro, he's GM cheat code.
I love it, man. So we've got, obviously, a lot of heat. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us today. Kendrick Perkins is leading that Miami Heat bandwagon, man. He was doing it before anybody, before anyone. So Kendrick Perkins will join us today. We'll do fantasy football with Jamie Eisenberg today from CBSSports.com. Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper, he's going to join us today, get some picks for the weekend. We got, obviously, the Friday edition of Viva Hawk Vegas, where you get a chance to win some money or get doled out a punishment. I'm just looking at the lines here real quick, because when Lee Sterling comes on in the 3 o'clock hour, Dolphins are getting 5.5 points. A couple people wanted to know what we bet last night. We didn't bet anything. Couldn't pull the trigger on anything. Now, I did forget, if you were listening to the show yesterday, Crowder said someone that texted in Celtics minus first quarter?
No, I was watching one of those shows, the better shows on ESPN, that's it. The Ocho.
Yep. Yep, that was it.
Yes.
And I should have bet that, because it was Celtics minus 1.5 for the first quarter, and they were leading by 3 at the end of the first quarter. So, and I was thinking about betting the Jimmy Butler over again. I'm glad that I didn't. But we are going to bet the Hurricanes Saturday, but I don't know if we are. You have a feel on that Hurricanes-Louisville game?
No. And really after talking to Eric Wood yesterday, like, he really muddied it up for me.
I know.
Because he was saying Louisville's not that good, but they could come around. And I feel that way about the Heat, too. I wasn't impressed game one against UAB, but they have some talent. De'Aaron King, like, I saw what he can do. So, yes, I'm confused about that Canes game.
I am confused, too. Canes are getting 2.5 points at Louisville tomorrow, and the Dolphins are getting 5.5 points hosting Buffalo on Sunday.
Bills, I'll lay the points.
Yeah. Man, after seeing what Cam Newton did to them, right? I mean, you just feel like Buffalo and Josh Allen be able to do the same thing, no?
Yeah, Josh will be able to run, and just I don't think you fix that fast, and especially the offense. The defense is what you thought about with Josh Allen running compared to Cam Newton. I'm thinking of the offense too, Hawk. Like, Devontae Parker is game-time decision. We saw what happened when he got hurt. There was no separation from receivers. I don't know how the Dolphins put up 20 points on Sunday. I really don't see it.
We have the official Miami Dolphins injury report coming up in just about 10 minutes and your weekend listening schedule. So Heat and Celtics game 3, you will hear that tomorrow on 790 The Ticket. And then Canes Louisville tomorrow, you will hear that on 560 WQAM The Joe. And Sunday, Dolphins Bills, you will hear that game on 560 WQAM, The Joe. So you got a lot of stuff to listen to over the weekend. You got the pregame show, right?
Yes, 9 a.m. Yep. Sunday.
Hawk, 9 a.m. Sunday.
It sounds like you feel a little uncomfortable saying UM's opponent's name.
Because we did that whole thing, Louisville. People want you to say Louisville, and then there's Louisville. So I play it down the middle, Louisville.
Okay, it sounds like you get stuck in the middle.
Louisville. Yeah, I give everybody a little bit because the last thing I want is the text. It's Louisville. All right, fine. It's Louisville. 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 It's like you got it. All of a sudden, you got to get like Bell's palsy on your in your mouth. Louisville, just for a second.
Louisville.
How do you pronounce Louisville? Well, get Bell's palsy for just 1 second when you're saying it. Louisville. All right. Speaking of the Dolphins game, 560 The Joe wants to send you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. If you want more info, you go to fincu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphins tickets, you could log on to wqam.com and register right there. So that's at wqam.com. All right, 3 o'clock hour is going to be a loaded potato because I do have the Dolphins injury report. We also have Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, and in the 3 o'clock hour, Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com going to give you some fantasy football advice for the weekend. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What did he do? What did he do?
That's for you, Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's Hawkman here on Fridays. I like to bring on my friend Andrew because, look, we've got this breakthrough treatment for erectile dysfunction that I talk about all the time. It does not require any medication or injections or surgery. And so I bring on Andrew on Fridays from North Beach Medical Clinic to tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, that is correct. It's called acoustic wave therapy. Now, guys, this is a game changer in the bedroom. It opens up and regrows blood vessels. So we're restoring the normal blood circulation. What does that mean? It means we can finally put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, restore the spontaneity in the relationship, and of course, get rid of those pills and all of the nasty side effects.
Yeah, Andrew mentioned it. You know, it's a game changer. And then I say this to you every Friday, but there's clinical studies, right? There have been clinical studies that have been performed on this particular technology.
Absolutely. There have been extensive clinical studies. You could go to the science page at northbeachmedicalclinic.com, but I'll give you a little preview. Cambridge, of all places, most people have heard of them. They performed a study. The American Urological Association, they did as well and showed that it has a very high success rate.
All right. So give the special offer because our listeners love a special offer.
Yes, guys, if you are struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills, call us now. We will do the assessment, the exam. We'll do the blood flow ultrasound even, totally free. Plus, mention you heard it here. We're going to give you 20% off the treatments.
That's an unbelievable offer. Andrew has stepped it up. So put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. And that's what's going to happen when you call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. And again, the initial assessment is free, and then they're going to give you 20% off the procedure. It's a great offer. 305-566-1000 is the number you need to call now. 305-566-1000. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. Get things back on track in the bedroom. 305-566-1000. Andrew, have a great weekend, and we'll speak with you next Friday.
Thank you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.